Welcome to Catholic Sports View, a look at the athletes and coaches who shape the Trinity League. Exploring where athletics meets faith. Now, here's your host, Bob Gibson.
Merry Christmas from all of us here at Catholic Sports View. I am Bob Gibson, and we're brought to you by the Catholic Diocese of Orange. And we're sure glad you've joined us again this week, and as we celebrate the birth of our Lord. It's going to be a good show again because we have two basketball coaches to talk to as we continue our winter previews. We're going to talk to Justin Bell over at Santa Margarita and Anthony Davis at Servite. So let's get right into it because there's lots to talk about with both of these head coaches putting their programs out there in this time of the year, tournament time. It's a lot of fun, I think, for the kids to get going because for the coaches, it's time to prepare for the Trinity League because that's going to be so much fun and such a gauntlet when they get to league play. So let's first have our conversation with Justin Bell. Santa Margarita really on the rise, have a great start to the season so far. And I think we're going to be one of those teams at the end that's going to have something to say about this Trinity League race. So here is our conversation with Santa Margarita boys basketball coach, Justin Bell. All right. We welcome into Catholic Sports View, Justin Bell, the head boys basketball coach at Santa Margarita High School. Coach, thanks for taking some time and joining us.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on again. Years fly by. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. No, it does fly by, right? Another season and off to a good start. The Eagles, this team is off to a good start, which I'm guessing is good, right? You always want to get going on a good note. I've noticed your wins are mostly a blowout win so far. Your losses are all within 2 or 3 points against some tough teams. I'm guessing this is a team that's got that personality of kind of a battler.
Yeah, you know, we're growing. We're learning about ourselves, which is good. Mm-hmm. And I think we're hitting our stride and forming our identity on who we're going to be and how we're going to play. And, you know, sometimes I think those losses for us early were good to kind of help put some adversity on the table early so we could figure out who we are and who we want to be. And I think that's helped us.
You mentioned identity. Do you sometimes know the identity of a team before the guys on the court know, or is it kind of the other way around sometimes?
Yeah, I think from a coaching standpoint, I think you know, but you know, you got to get them to know and then believe, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so, you know, they might think their identity is one thing and you might think it's another thing. So you have to get them to understand what you believe the true identity is and then allow them to come together as a group so they can buy in and believe it and then go from there.
We see the start of the season now, but so much of the work has already been put in, you know, in the gym, you know, leading up to this, the weeks and the months. Is that where a team finds its identity, or is it not until you kind of get into game playing mode where everything starts to mold together?
I think it's both. I think the practices, you know, help a lot. You have to really get in there and dig deep and practice, but I also think in the games, you know, because the kids have to experience it in the games and then see what they really need to work on and what we need to work on and, hey, what we thought worked and what doesn't work. And I think all those things play an important role.
It's tournament season. It's almost a frenzy, you know, in a way. You know, you played so many tournaments, so many games. You know, is that good for the kids? Is it kind of like good or bad? You're firing right back into the next game.
Yeah. I think, I mean, there's some good to it for sure. You know, you get to kind of wash the games out, you know, and play quickly and get a good turnaround. You also get to get a large sample size in a short amount of time. A lot of these tournaments are 3 to 4 games. So you're able to get 4 games in to kind of see who you are and what you want to be in that time. And 4 games is a lot to play in 4 or 5 days sometimes. So that's good to do.
And you'll see teams that you've never seen before, maybe even schools you've never heard of, right? So, is it tough sometimes to strategize or are you just sticking to your game plan and what you know you do no matter what?
Yeah, I think you have to do both. I think you have to have an idea on who you're playing, but also I don't think in a tournament setting, you can't get too caught up in trying to over scout sometimes because mm-hmm. You do have to do what you do and do what you do well.
When you put a staff together, and you've been together for a couple of years now at Santa Margarita, but when you put your staff together, how important is it to have the type of assistance? It's day in, day out, right? And you have to have, you know, that voice for the kids. How important has your staff been around you and what that message is, you know, consistently to the kids?
Yeah, I think a staff at all levels is extremely important, mm-hmm. right? I tell people all the time, that's why Nick Saban pays his defensive coordinator $1 million because you got to have a group of guys with you who are all pulling the rope in the same direction. You got to have guys who are knowledgeable. You got to have guys who could hold the kids accountable and be an extension of you on the floor. You know, I've been fortunate enough to have good staff here around me, guys who believe in what we're doing, guys who have good knowledge of the game. So, yeah, I think that that's extremely, extremely valuable.
I won't say your team lacks size because you've got some big boys up front, but I don't see that 6'10", 6'11" kid kind of in the middle like some schools have. Does that having, you know, knowing what kind of roster you have, does that dictate what you'll do in a season, or does nothing change in your style, you know, depending on the size of the kids that are in and out?
You know, I think some things change for sure. I think they for sure change. I think, you know, figuring out how your team offensively, I think, changes the majority of it, right? Like how you guys are going to play defensively. I think we kind of stay the same for the most part a little bit, but we definitely want to continue to, you know, you have a baseline of who you are, right? Like identity. And then once you see your pieces and your talent, and then you want to kind of start making some adjustments around that.
When I talk to kids, the talk mostly is around, you know, offensive basketball. But when I talk to coaches, it all starts with the defense, right? Coaches always bring up defense first, and it's such an important part of the game. Is that kind of the number one thing you're preaching right from the start?
Yeah, our defense. We want to make sure we're tight in that area, and you got to be relentless on it. It's not easy to come in and demand it because it has to be demanded every day, right? Like not everybody. Kids don't want to come in and want to play. They're not fired up to play defense right away, right? They want to shoot and, you know, do fast break drill and all that stuff, but they don't want to defend. So you gotta really come in and hit it hard and be demanding and relentless on it.
Do you like to have when you schedule? Obviously, you don't know in the tournament sometimes who you're going to play, but you know the rest of your scheduling. And when you get into Trinity League play, it gets tougher and tougher. But do you like having, you know, I see Windward on your schedule, Lamar, you know, these are some really good teams. It's important to have games against really good programs early on?
I think so. You know, even though we have a good league, I think it's good to play some tough competition early. You know, I think you got to expose yourself a little bit and see where you're at. And those things have been good for us.
You get a chance to travel a little bit with the team. You know, it's always, you know, the team bonding and the building of relationships. Yeah, how much of that do you stress as a head coach, and how important is that to the kids creating that unity?
Yeah, I think it's really important. You know, we had an opportunity to go to Vancouver, which was awesome. You know, just being together. One, you know, you only get to play high school basketball one time. Some of these guys will be friends for the rest of their life. I think that's extremely important. When you're coaching high school, we get caught up in the wins and losses a lot, which is important. But, you know, the experience for these guys holistically is extremely important. For us, it was a great trip, being able to just get away from our environment, being able to practice, being able to focus. We had meetings up there. It was a great opportunity for us just to kind of shape who we are, shape who we want to be, and come back down here with a good renewed focus.
You know, in a private school atmosphere like Santa Margarita, you get different kids in every year. It's not the public school setting or kind of the old days where a group of kids would grow up together and kind of go through. And you get a chance to have some kids who choose to come to Santa Margarita. How much does that change the culture or the shape or the look of a team getting, you know, a big time kid in or somebody who can help fit in with the squad?
Yeah, I think it goes back to what your culture is first. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you want to make sure that whoever you bring in, your culture doesn't change in what you're doing, right? Like if you have a strong culture, I think it should be fine. Sometimes your culture is strong enough to where it doesn't fit or doesn't work. But we've been fortunate enough to have some really good kids who fit, who buy in, and who want to do those things so they could be college basketball players.
Does that start maybe as something as simple as, you know, team prayer every day, things like that, going to mass on campus, maybe stuff like that, that helps with that aspect as well?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's a big piece of it, right? Like, I think here, discipleship for us is big, and making sure that these kids are getting a holistic experience. And, you know, we have our faith formations that we do. We have our team chapels that we do normally on Wednesdays after practice. So those things are important for us to make sure that we're developing, you know, them holistically in every area of their life.
How much fun is it for you to, you know, to be on a campus like Santa Margarita where the athletic programs are so good, so many top coaches. I mean, you've got a swim program that's second to none. Girls golf, is winning state titles. You know, across the board, baseball, you know, did so well. Football's on the rise, you know, again at Santa Margarita. How much fun is it to be part of that atmosphere?
Yeah, it's fun. You know, it's great to be around great coaches from a coaching standpoint. I think it keeps you competitive, keeps you excited, you know, about your season and what you want to do. It's also awesome to be able to network with those coaches and pick each other's brains and get ideas and make each other better, right? And I think that's been a huge key to be able to learn from all these coaches and go to their practices and watch and ask them questions and being able to get some little tidbits from them that can help us in our program. So, and vice versa, I tell the students all the time, you know, some of the, you know, when you're at Santa Margarita, one of the benefits for me is like, if you're an athlete, if you're a regular student, it makes you raise your water level, which I think is good, right? Like being in the classroom with students who want to succeed, right? Like there's nothing wrong with wanting to overachieve. And same thing being in the classroom with somebody who's a swimmer who might be going to Stanford, or a baseball player who's going to UW, mm-hmm. or, you know, that stuff is important, you know, and I think it keeps the campus competitive. And I think being competitive is good.
Yeah, obviously one step at a time, but, you know, we're getting closer here to Trinity League play, and it's going to be fun, right? I mean, this is the best league anywhere. The competition is stiff, and I'm sure you're kind of keeping a little bit of an eye on what the rest of the league's doing at this point, right?
Yeah, I am, but I'm not. I try to be honest and not to stifle your question, but I try to really lock in during mm-hmm. the season for us. I just think my personality, for me, that's the best way to do stuff. You could easily get distracted nowadays with social media and just start looking at every other team and looking around and what they're doing. And, you know, I think for me, the best thing is to just hone in on our team. Obviously I kind of hear what other teams are doing and stuff like that, but I try not to look at that until I need to look at that. Is kind of my approach.
Do you have some assistants that will do some scouting that will go out and look at other teams? I mean, do you kind of rely on that a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. They get out and they go watch other teams. And, you know, we try to get a video catalog of teams who we're going to play so we can watch later. But, you know, we always try to take it one day at a time.
Yeah, that's it, right? That's all you can do. Play the next game that's in front of you on the schedule and go from there, Coach. We appreciate it. It's going to be exciting as always. It's going to be a lot of fun. I truly believe the Eagles are going to be right in the mix. And Jay Sarah, we know Modern Day, we know Bosco's really great. It's going to be fun to watch this thing play out here in the next couple of months. We appreciate it, and good luck. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's Justin Bell, the head boys basketball coach at Santa Margarita Cal. Well, speaking of a program on the rise, Servite off to a good start as well. And head coach Anthony Davis, in his second season, really has things on the rise there at Servite. It's a young team, but they're playing hard, and Coach Davis has them right in the mix. And it's going to be fun to see how they progress during this season as well. Coach, a little under the weather, so we had to reschedule him, but we were glad that he's feeling better. So here's our conversation with Anthony Davis. All right, we welcome into the program the head basketball coach at Servite High School, and that is Anthony Davis. Coach, I know it's been kind of a challenging week for you, a little under the weather, but we appreciate you taking the time and talking some Friar basketball with us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Like with any, you know, young season, you know, there's hope, and there's, a good feeling about getting started on the right foot. You feel like your team has gotten off on the right foot and gotten to that point?
I think for the most part we have. I think we're 6-3 right now. Mm-hmm. We lost a couple of games, one possession games, but that's also just part of the youth that we have. I think 8 out of our 14 guys right now, this is their first year on varsity. So just it's a learning experience, and we're just trying to continue to grow and not to repeat those mistakes as the season moves on.
How big an adjustment is it for guys coming in and playing that varsity basketball for the first time? Kind of explain to us what that adjustment is like.
I think just learning the amount of time it takes to prepare, the weight room, the film study, the amount of practice time, the time that you have to put in on your own while managing your studies. And then when you're in game, having a crowd, having people filming your game, just the physicality and the speed of the game. It's just everything every moment's a learning experience for these kids, and just trying to get the game to slow down and have them calm down so that they can play up to their abilities.
What are the things you and your staff are really drilling in to the kids? Yeah, obviously every coach I talk to, you know, the first word is defense. Is that the same thing with Servite?
Yes, I would say even before that, and I guess it kind of correlates with defense, would be energy and effort. Mm. I think that if you can, that's something you can control every day. If you bring those two things, that you'll give yourself a chance. And then defensively, it kind of carries over. And I kind of believe that if you bring that energy and effort, the nerves and everything kind of go away quicker, and you're able to kind of settle down into the flow of the game. And then, you know, obviously getting stops will always give you a chance to win the game.
Are you constantly trying to find roles for kids? Obviously, the job of a coach is to put kids into place to, you know, that they can succeed. But are you trying to find roles for certain kids? Is that still evolving at this point?
Yeah, that's still evolving, just us being so young and so inexperienced, just trying to see who can perform when the lights are on. You know, summer and fall is one type of environment. And now that we're in the season, you know, it's amped up. There's a different level of pressure. So just trying to see who's going to be the consistent performer, and trying to give guys the opportunity to showcase what they can do. And for us as a staff to understand what we can count on each individual day in and day out, so that we can continue to try to put them in spots where they can be successful.
The beginning of the season is so many tournaments. You know, it's tournament season. It always is in basketball, leading up into into the new year. When you're looking at your schedule, what are you trying to accomplish with your non-league schedule?
Trying to give our guys different experiences, different styles, different even just coaching personalities, just trying to give them different environments, just trying to prep them as much as we can for what's to come in Trinity League in January and I guess a little bit of February this year. Mm-hmm. And then just trying to build up their confidence as well. Being so young, trying to get them to be comfortable out on the court at the varsity level so that we can showcase their abilities as a group.
Are you trying to find as many really good teams to play as you can, right? Because like you said, Trinity League is around the corner, and the competition's really gonna right. get amped up here.
It's a balance. I think where we are as a program, trying to get guys experience, trying to get them some confidence and getting them comfortable, but at the same time playing some teams that are going to challenge us where we are as a program to try to best prepare for the Trinity League.
Is it almost good in a way for the kids? There's so many of them that are coming through this together, gaining this experience. You know, they have each other to kind of lean on in that way.
Yeah. I think that everybody is willing to help everybody else because it's a first time experience. And the long-term aspect of it is that they'll all understand the growing pains that they all went through together, and that hopefully the bond and the brotherhood as they get older will grow and strengthen, which will make them such a tighter team and a tighter group, and that much more difficult to defeat.
Do you have a leader, somebody who's an upperclassman, somebody who's been through it a little bit that's kind of helping lead that way?
I would say we have a couple of guys, a couple of seniors, Luke Duarte, Brendan Tom. Mm-hmm. They've been on varsity for a couple of years, even prior to me being here. And then them just being seniors, trying to have the best senior season possible. I think they try to lead by example, work ethic, being consistent, trying to hold guys accountable. But again, it's the young guys. You don't know what you don't know until you go through it.
Right.
We can try to hold your hand, but until you go through some of these tough environments and tough games and tough opponents, it's kind of hard for you to grasp.
Obviously, when a coach takes on a new position, you know, you lay out a plan, right? How you want things to happen, and then kind of maybe I'm sure a checklist or yes. a way you'd like to see the program progress. Are those things happening for you, or you got that comfort level now at Servite?
Yeah, I think last year was trying to set our foundation and, mm-hmm. and for me personally, learn the campus, learn the school community, and understanding and learning where the kids are. So we can meet them at their level and then try to implement the things that we're trying to do here under our leadership and help them grow and progress. And I think we are better than we were last year. Whether the results are going to bear that, I don't know. But I think where we're trending in the right direction. And I'm excited for the remainder of this season and moving forward as we continue to grow the program.
every Trinity school has a, you know, a day or a night, where kids come and see about the campus, see if they want to become Servite Friars. You know, are you seeing that interest level tick up a little bit within the basketball program? Kids want to come on and become Friars?
Yeah. We have our shadow days here where we have the middle schoolers come by. Yeah. We've had our open house as a school, had a really good turnout. I think even for us, we had two young men check into the school that are part of our varsity program right now. So I think people are starting to see a change in wanting to be a part of it and are excited to be a part of it. So, again, that's something else I'm looking forward to. Kids that want to be here, kids that are excited to be here and be a part of what we're trying to do. And like I talking to the shadows when they're here on campus, wanting kids that want that challenge. That's why I came to Servite. A big part of the reason why I wanted that challenge. I wanted to be part of the group that grew the program and gets us to rise up through the ranks of the Trinity League instead of going to a program where it's already made and they're just part of the system, part of the machine. I want kids and families that want the challenge of growing it and defining the program as we move forward.
Because as you're selling Servite, it's to people, what a place, right? I mean, it's quite a school, and it's more than just a basketball program.
Absolutely.
It's an entire learning environment that really is unique into itself.
Yes. The religious aspect is something that we take very seriously. I think that we also push the leadership component of it. That's one of the things I've been most impressed with in my year and a half here. And then being able to mold those two things together and help these guys become faithful leaders and give them a life skill that they can use past their time here at Servite has truly been special for me to see, and learning how to integrate that into our program has been exciting for me.
I know coaches never like to look ahead, but have you peeked at all at the rest of the Trinity? have you had a chance to, have you just kind of run into anybody, watched a couple of games?
Watched a couple of games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely watched a couple of games. Obviously talked to a couple of guys within the league. It's going to be a gauntlet. But again, that's the challenge. And that's, for me, is the draw of being here, is to play against the best and challenge yourself against the best and figure out how to become one of the best.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I'm excited as a coach to try to figure it out. It was different than me just playing the Trinity League school at my previous school during a tournament one time, having them 10 games in a row, essentially. It's a little bit different of a grind than having to play them a one-off game in a tournament. But it's exciting, and it's definitely the best basketball league in the nation.
Without a doubt, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And it's fun because it is the Trinity. It's the best league anywhere. And the talent is second to none. Coach, we appreciate the time. Get back to it. I know the Friars are ready to go, and it's going to be fun when we get to Trinity League. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Thank you for having me.
That is Anthony Davis, the head basketball coach at Servite High School. And thanks again to Coach Davis. And it's going to be fun to see the Friars. I really feel like this is a team that's just kind of scratching the surface, right? Coach Davis really came in, installed some new philosophies, I think, within the program. And I'm looking forward to see how these young players really progress through the season. Hey, if the football program is any indication, Servite has a chance to really get things going. We remember how when we talked about the football team, how young they were. Excuse me. And they end up playing for a CIF championship. So don't know if the basketball program is quite there yet, but I think it's in good hands with Coach Davis for sure. Well, that'll wrap up this show for this week. We want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and your family. And on behalf of everyone at the Diocese of Orange and here at Catholic Sports View, Merry Christmas. I am Bob Gibson. Thanks again for joining us here at Catholic Sports View, brought to you by the Diocese of Orange, where athletics meets faith, right here as we cover the Trinity League each and every week. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports View, exploring where athletics meets faith, a production of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange in Southern California. Tell a friend about this podcast and be sure to share on your social media platforms. We'll catch up with you again next week, right here on Catholic Sports View.